Welcome to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. I'm your host, Mari Riesberg. Over the past several years, I've combined my degrees in acting and somatic psychology to share my sustaining creativity techniques with performers. And now I've decided to share it with a bigger audience that includes you. I believe we are all creative, and this podcast is all about that. Welcome to Podcast Wrap-Up 2023. We made it. 3.5 years in, and we made it to the end of 2023. I am so proud of myself for sticking with podcasting all these years and continuing to share my creativity interviews from around the world with all of you. Now that I'm 3.5 years into my podcasting adventure, I've learned a lot more than I ever expected. Who knew I'd learn how to edit interviews, refine my interviewing skills, and grow as a podcast host with each interview? I have also learned not only about how others see creativity, but how I relate to creativity in my everyday life. In today's episode, I'm going to be wrapping up the 2023 year of Sustaining Creativity Podcast. So sit back, relax, and let's dive in to the 2023 wrap-up of Sustaining Creativity Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast 2023 wrap-up. It has been such an honor to share the creativity experiences of my guests with you this year. I can't believe we made it to the end of 2023 and with only one computer meltdown. I am so pleased to be recording this 2023 wrap-up. It's a way for me to reflect on the last 12 months of interviews, knowledge, growth, and creativity. I'm excited to dig in a little deeper to my own creative growth and share what I've learned with all of you. This year, I talked to guests from a wide variety of locations, and I learned that people from 43 countries tuned in to listen to an episode or two. How amazing is that? This just blows me away that my podcast has been listened to in that many countries. I love that so many people are interested in creativity and listening to my guests share their adventures of creativity and how creativity shows up in their own life. Now, each guest has a unique experience and offers rich conversations, not only about creativity, but also about how they use creativity in their careers. My guests this year were authors, retired police officers, artists, coaches, podcasters, entrepreneurs, speakers, advocates for education, cookbook authors, yoga instructors, writers, graphic designers, professors, musicians, directors, filmmakers, communication skills consultants, storytellers, money mindset coaches, business owners, consultants, adulting coaches, activists, Mrs. Colorado American 2023, playwrights, psychotherapists, graphic novelists, martial artists, aircraft mechanics, photographers, printmakers, illustrators, fashion designers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Whew, that is a very long list. All of my guests were asked the question, what does it feel like in your body to be creative? And each of my 56 guests I interviewed had a unique and different answer. Some of the answers that stuck with me this year were keeping joy alive, adventures, being true to myself, flow, creativity makes me happy, flowing energy, creativity moves me, creativity makes me feel alive, it feels like my purpose is being fulfilled, and expansion. Now, I've also had this question turned back on me. Over this year, I think my understanding of what it feels like in my own body to be creative has evolved. To me, creativity feels freeing and at times really overwhelming. I've come to understand creative burnout in a new way. I'm understanding now how to keep my creative cup full and appreciate my everyday creativity just as much as my performing or creativity I share with others. I have learned that I need way more space away from technology and people to fully feel my creative self, which at times can be challenging since I'm posting on social media and sharing creativity with so many others. I solidified that talking about creativity refuels my creative self in ways I never knew existed. To me, there is a power that comes from sharing a creative conversation with others that I don't find anywhere else. So, how would you answer this question? Take a moment to think about it. What does it feel like in your body to be creative? And if you're brave enough, pop on over to Instagram. I'm at Sustaining Creativity and let me know. I'd love to hear what you come up with, what it feels like in your body to be creative. This year, 2023, has been a year of stabilization for my podcast. In reflecting back over this year, I stepped away from doing solo episodes. I truly love doing them. However, I decided to redistribute my time elsewhere, which felt important for my own creative growth. I immersed myself in creating items for others to use to support their creativity in their everyday lives. I was given incredible feedback from dear friends and strangers and can't wait to integrate the feedback into these products I'm developing. I also hope to come back to more solo episodes in the future, so please stay tuned for that. This year, I fell in love with my creativity and my creative self in ways I wasn't expecting. I learned to trust my creative rest and reset desires. I opened myself up to sharing more of my creative journey as a guest on other people's podcasts and was humbled and so grateful for the experiences I had sharing creativity on new platforms. I integrated creativity and mental health skills for undergraduate theater students and was reminded how much I love providing my Sustaining Creativity workshops to students looking to make a career in the creative and performing arts. I'm looking forward to more opportunities to share this material in 2024. So as we all wrap up 2023, I want to thank all of my listeners, my guests, my family, my friends for supporting, tuning in, and following the Sustaining Creativity podcast. I really couldn't have done it without you. My hope for all of you, that you continue to open yourself up to your creative process and allow yourself to be swept away by your own creativity. I hope that you try new things, feel silly, laugh, cry, live in the present moment, fail at some things, learn some things, grow in new ways, and find so much joy. It is a privilege to share the stories of each of my guests and speak with them about creativity. I hope you enjoyed listening to this year of Sustaining Creativity podcast. I am forever grateful to my guests, my listeners, everyone who has had a hand in helping me create this podcast, and my stellar support system. I am truly in awe of the creativity I have witnessed this year, and I can't wait to share more amazing interviews and creativity adventures with you in 2024. Thanks for listening to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. We'd love to keep in touch, so follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We are at Sustaining Creativity. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Tag your friends and family so they can listen too. We love to hear from you, so leave your reviews, comments, and questions. Check out our website, sustainingcreativity.com, for upcoming offerings and creativity coaching. Tune in Tuesdays for our next episode. And remember, with creativity, anything's possible.